Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. We are back, JC, 2025. No one thought it would happen, but we are back, sponsored up, ready to rip in.
Yes, everyone didn't jump on board with us, but it was our lovely, loyal group of followers and the great people at Ned's have looked after us for, I guess you could say, season two of the 2025 season. It's great to be back. It's great to be covering one of the greatest industries on the entire planet, and I can't wait to look back at what happened last week. Huge week of racing, a couple of group ones we got to go through, and obviously this week there's a couple of group ones in front of us, so can't wait to unfold all that. We've got a very special guest on this week's show.
We do. We'll talk about that in a second, but yes, as you said, shout out to Ned's. Thank you. An Entain brand. Ladbrokes are also a brand. We're going to do a bit of stuff with Ladbrokes during the season, but mostly our main sponsor will be Ned's. We wanted to change things up a little bit, make the show a little bit more entertaining, I guess. So we sort of slimmed things down a bit and made it sort of flow and a bit more storytelling.
Less of my dulcet tones, a little bit more conversational between RI and myself and the guests that we get throughout the season.
Yeah, and so we're going to open each week with this last week, and we're going to look at the biggest stories that happened over the last week in greyhound racing. I think we should just get straight into it, mate. Let's start with Good Odds Cobber. So he's one of the most airborne dogs in Australia, and this is him winning the Gold Bullion up at Albion Park, one of the last group ones ever at Albion Park. Here he is coming around the home turn, JC.
Yeah, well, he won the golden ticket a fortnight prior to gain entry into this race, drew box one, led the race up and held off Vincent Bale there. He thought down the back straight Vincent Bale was going to run over the top of him. Vincent Bale, a very, very strong dog over in Victoria, but to Good Odds Cobber's credit, he's just a real winner, this dog. He's got a brilliant winning strike rate. He dug deep there, held him off on the line, run really fast time, and he's a dog that suffered a really big fall a couple of months ago when we were covering, and we didn't know where his career was at. But since that fall, he's come straight through it. He's won probably half a dozen races since, including that Group 1 race. He's absolutely flying. And throughout his career, he's gotten a lot stronger. So it wouldn't surprise me. Not that they will do it, but he could potentially run middle distance, this dog. He's still young enough. It was a great win. And obviously, both those dogs are flying.
All right, let's talk a little bit about going up in distance. We're going to now look at the Gold Cup. So Ethanol Water, here she is. She's flying. She's also going to come down and run in the Zoom Top, which we're going to talk about later on. Here she's coming around the home turn and putting all these dogs away, including Valpolicella.
Yes, well, this is her second group win in as many months. She speared straight to the front, led throughout, won in really fast time, 41-46. Black Silencer there, Victorian dog, now owned by Tim Aloisi. Tommy Savellas had him flying, won two races, run second in that race there. And you've got Late Night News there. New South Wales bitch. Yep. She's very young. She just turned 2 years of age. She's very, very strong through the line. She's definitely got to make a really, really talented stayer, but not that she already is. So she's probably the one I want to follow out of the race. I think in 6 months' time, she could be the best of that lot. So she's a nice bitch, one definitely to follow, especially back to New South Wales.
Yeah, very good. Maybe the Association Cup or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm actually surprised she got snubbed from the Zoom Top, to be completely honest. Thought her run there was terrific, and she's been flying in New South Wales. She won a feature race prior to going up to Queensland, but she's definitely a dog that could win that Association Cup, and I'm sure she'll start very short in betting.
Let's talk about Valpolicella. So our girl Valpolicella, Sandro and Tony, the owner and the trainer, said before the race she ran really well in a heat. If she wins this, maybe we'll think about retirement. So obviously retirement is coming up quickly. However, she is running tomorrow night. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, well, she's in a six-dog free-for-all tomorrow night at Albion Park over the 710 metres. I guess just throughout her career, she's been a very, very good stayer, obviously, multiple Group 1 winning stayer. But the thing with her in the last couple of months that's pretty evident to see, she's just lost that little bit of speed out of the boxes. And you've got the young stayers coming through like Ethanol Water there. They're able to begin and do it at both halves of the race, whereas Valpolicella, she's gotten really dour. We see that a lot with older dogs. The older they get, the more dour they get, a little bit like Good Odds Cobber too. When he started his career, he was a 350, 400-meter dog, and throughout time and with racing and fitness, he's gotten a lot stronger, and she's the same. You know, as dumb as it might sound, she's probably looking for 800 metres, even though there's no distance like that on the Australian racing calendar. But she's been a great stay. I expect her to probably go around for the next couple of months, and hopefully she can win another big race. But I probably won't be siding with her just purely because she's lost that bit of nip early.
Okay. Let's talk about Satoshi, a dog on the way up. So won the Vince Curry. What is the Vince Curry?
Well, it's the richest maiden across Australia. All the trainers up there in Queensland, and some interstate trainers set their dogs for this race.
It was at Ipswich, of course.
This was at Ipswich on Saturday night. Huge prize money to the winner here. Satoshi was really heavily backed on debut, suggesting that it had trialled well prior to its debut, won the heat, won the semi-final, and won the final there in brilliant style. She did step very slowly on that occasion. She was actually last out of the boxes off the mat, but has a really brilliant turn of speed. It's a race that the form lines can be trusted moving forward, and if you are a punter out there, I suggest you black book a lot of dogs in that final and throughout those semis. They will come out in the next couple of weeks and go through their grades very easily, and they're really good punting dogs up in Queensland.
Very good. So we're going to finish talking about Queensland on the subject of an end of an era. So the last Group 1 races ever were at Albion Park last Thursday. We're now moving to the queue. It's going to be the best greyhound racing track in the world. I think the start date there is May the 17th. Here's some owners and trainers heading out there to have a look at the progress about a month ago. It'll be even in better shape than what we can see here now. But it's very exciting. I'm also hoping that we get an invite up for their winter series. It'd be great to go to Origin Night at the queue, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun there last year at Albion Park, obviously. Thanks, Racing Queensland, for having us up there as guests. This is a brilliant establishment here. I can't wait for this to open up. I'm sure, I've seen a lot of the industry participants up there. They're very excited. It's got to cater for all dogs. You've got your straight track there, you got your one turn track and your two turn track, so definitely Queensland moved in the right direction. Hopefully it can bring a lot of new participants into the game. That's what we need, a bit of buzzing enthusiasm and excitement up there in Queensland. Can't wait for that one to open up in the middle of May.
Brilliant. Let's move on. We're going to move down south. Let's go to Tulsi Banner breaking the track record at Richmond, over 401 metres, flying.
Yeah, absolutely flying. She's a bitch that has won at Group 1 level over the 520 metres. No surprises once she lobs straight to the front that she's got to run some serious time, and she's obviously broken a track record. Sorry, that's only been around for a couple of years. All the same, it's a very, very fast run, and look to see her step back up to the 500 metres and be competitive in top grade in New South Wales, and potentially a few group races to follow for Tulsi Banner and Barry Gibbons.
They've announced the New South Wales Greyhound finalists of the year. Here they are. It's tight. I went and had a look and they all lay their claims. Of course, it's only what happened in 2024, not what happened in 2025. They all lay their claims. What do you think is the most deserving?
I just love this image, to be honest with you. Great photo of all the dogs, nice HD image. They're all happy and smiling there after winning their little feature races. Between the four of them, they've won five Group 1s over 2024 and 11 group races. Palawa King, for me, it's a bit of a coin flip between him and Val Policella, but he just won the Group 1 Fanabel, Group 1 Association Cup, Group 2 Superstays and Group 3 Origin Race.
And did in such exciting fashion as well.
He did, and he obviously won this award last year, and I'm thinking he will be going back to back. I think Val Policella runs second and Good Odds Cobber obviously there in third. If it was counted that last gold bullion win, it'd be a little bit tighter between the three of them. But I think Palawa King just edges out Val Policella, but if I'm a betting man, which I am, I'd like to take about $1.01 that Val Policella will be taking out the Queensland Grand of the Year awards that are soon to be coming out.
Sounds pretty accurate to me. Let's move even further down south. We're going to go to Red Stiletto winning the Launceston Cup on Monday night. We've got a little bit of a replay here. The Ladbrokes Launceston Cup, mind you.
Yeah, well, all the feature racing in Tasmania is all wrapped up. They've obviously had their Hobart 1000, the Devonport Chase, which was a month ago, and then it all culminated at Launceston on Monday night with Red Stiletto taking out the Launceston Cup over the 515 metres. She bounced straight to the front, run a very slick 29.46. This brood bitch, her name is Sacred Shadow from memory, she has produced Raider's Guide as well. So This is out of her second litter. Raider's Guide was in her first litter, who was obviously a multiple Group 1 winner in land. He won the 730-metre, I think it was the National Stain race at Angle Park, and he won, it might have been the Hume Cup at the Meadows over the 600 metres, if I'm not mistaken. So she's out of the second litter. She's flying, and she has now got a head inland. She's going to be trained by Brendan Purcell in Victoria, and not sure how the grain system works there, but she might potentially drop back a few grades back to fifth grade company. But she's a bitch that could definitely win over the 500 and 600 metres at Sandown at the Meadow. She's high quality, and I can't wait to see her get her crack over in Victoria. A lot of the Tasmanian dogs can be undervalued in betting, especially when they get to Victoria for the first time. But the high liners like her can definitely be very competitive over there.
All right, well, let's go to Victoria. There's a great meeting coming up on Saturday night, which we need to have quite a deep conversation about. But before we do that, Joey the Jet, so the runner-up in the Melbourne Cup, has been sold. Possible six-figure amount.
Yes.
There he is. What a beautiful beast.
Beautiful dog. He has been a really, really good dog for connections. He obviously took out that Zoom Top Maiden at Goulburn to start off his career, and then he relocated from Andy Lord down to Jason Thompson, run second to Explicit in that Melbourne Cup at the end of last year, and he's going to be transferred to Anthony Azzopardi by all reports. Six figures he was purchased for, and definitely expect to see him rolling through into those feature races down in Victoria, and he's got to definitely be a massive player over the next 6 months. He's a young dog on the up.
All right, the main purpose of this show, of course, is trying to make some money. We've got a great new little product that we're going to roll out this season. I think we're going to do it on five occasions. Ladbrokes Mates Modes Pots. We've done it. We did a few for horse racing last year and even Magic Millions. Had a had some success with them. We have
Via Sustina.
That was great, wasn't it? We haven't completely shot the lights out, but we've done very well. And what we found is we come up with sort of four or five bets. Oh, sorry, about eight to ten bets between a team of punters. The team of punters for Dogs in the Den this year is going to be you and also a man called Troy Little, who lives down, who's actually might be little by name, but he's actually very big in stature. He's down in Melbourne way, and he's actually going to join us very soon and talk to us about the big night of racing at the Meadows on Saturday night and also give us a little bit of an idea of his background. But it's going to be exciting, JC. I'm really looking forward to doing it.
Yeah, I can't wait to team up with Troy. I have a massive opinion of him. I think he is the best greyhound judge in Australia. Ooh. When I was down and out last year, I was back in a few losers in a row, I stumbled upon a little birdie punters club they did with another bookmaker a couple of years ago. And it was just like watching poetry in motion. It really spurred me on, actually. It gave me a really good kick. It was like a puppeteer, Troy. It was saying dogs have got to run off, dogs have got to dive in, and it was just everything was going to plan. And it definitely gave me a different way to look at the greyhounds, a little bit of encouragement right when I needed it. So I can't wait to team up with him. He's a massive idol of mine, best judge in Australia, and I can't wait to have him on and excited to see what he has planned for us this Saturday night, and keen to listen to him chat to you right now, all right?
And we've got a huge night. It's on Saturday night. We've got the heats for the Australian Cup. I think there's eight heats. And we've also got the Zoom Top and the Tim Lee, and you graciously said he's better to talk about those than you, so we'll talk to him about those as well.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, welcoming in Mr. Troy Little. Troy, thank you very much for joining us. I was just speaking with JC before about these Mates Modes pots we're going to run over the Dogs in the Den season, and you have graciously agreed to help us and help the punters of Australia out there try and back a few winners and, most importantly, really enjoy greyhound racing. Welcome in, mate.
Thanks, Rich. Good to be a part of the Den. I've looked from afar for a long time and love what you guys are doing and pumping up the sport, so I thought I'd got the invite and I'll come on do my best for the punters as we usually do.
Yeah, well, you've got some experience. You've had some pretty good good track record with the punter spots. You had that one time when you shot the lights out with Little Birdie, right? Wasn't that just sort of a punter's pot for the ages where you won many multiples of what the buy-in was? Is that right? What was the end figures with all that?
Yeah, it was a long time ago now. I think we started with 125 grand and we turned it into 575 maybe.
How good's that?
So it was a fairly big night. Yeah, yeah, it was a fairly big night. And then we tried to reenact it a couple of years later and we dusted off 100,000, I think, or might have been 120. So we're still well in front. Yeah. But no, it was good fun when it was. And looking forward to handling another kitty. And yeah, we've had a bit of success. So hopefully we can handle it the right way and give the players and the punters something to cheer about.
Yeah, great. So we'll have a bit of a chat about the pot in a second, but firstly, can you just tell me a little bit about your background? I mean, you're well known as a sharp greyhound punter, and how did you all sort of get involved in it? How long have you been betting at this level for?
Yeah, coming up to about my 17th year actually doing it properly, and I learned off a fellow older golf study of mine, and he was quite a good form student, had his own little system, pretty basic,
yeah,
basically just a database that corrected times and checks and stuff, and just simplified and numbered it down and put a number on each dog. And so then you can track numbers v numbers. And then we're pretty critical on speed maps and habiting dogs and really getting to know the dogs intimately. Yep. So that you know what they do in a race under a circumstance and under pressure. That was the main thing that I've honed my craft on over the years. And that's probably my edge is big video watching and watching what dogs do during the run. And on the other end now, it's more about, recent few years, things have changed and there's been a lot of data modelers come into the market, and I'm watching markets as hard as I ever have and trying to still learn and what dogs they're targeting and what dogs are going to go off early in the markets and what dogs you might have to yourself and what dogs you've got to move around and be ready to go early because you think that you've found it and you know that they've found it as well. So the landscape's changing. I started off as a tote punter back with Tote Tassie 16 years ago. So I was betting on the tote, and now it's done a full 360 flip. So I'm always trying to adjust, trying to learn. And yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, brilliant. So we're going to see a bit of your craft in action with this Mates Mode pot we're going to run on Saturday night. So we've got one of the best nights of greyhound racing of the year with the, we've got the Temley, we've got the Zoom Top, we've also got the heats for the Australian Cup. We'll have a little bit of a chat about those in a second, but just tell us, what's your approach over the next couple of days preparing yourself to bet on that meeting? And then, of course, you're going to help us probably give us about four or five bets on the night to have on that meeting at the Meadows.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a massive night. It's probably it and the Sandown Cup heats night. It's probably the other. It's sort of like the Derby Day of you know, what they'd have horse racing. You know, there's Group One action the whole night. Great dogs. Sometimes it's not the best betting proposition. Sometimes I've felt like I've bet through the whole card. It's so even racing. So you've got to really pick your mark, and you've got to be really confident with your maps and your draws. Otherwise, there's a lot of tough, hard first corner schmozzles, and that can bring a lot of luck into play. So we'll try and stamp that out a little bit and try and hone in on the dogs drawn well, going to get a clear crack and you know, hopefully the trainers have got up to the mark. But this weekend's a pretty big weekend with a Temley, because all these dogs are leading into the Australian Cup the week after, and there's a few interesting preparations here. There's a few couple coming off a little few spells, a few dogs coming from interstate. So I'm happy to sit back, and Saturday night will be good viewing, and hopefully we can put another dot on how these dogs are going.
Yeah, and so when would you start doing a bit of form and possibly maybe find a bet or two for us in the pot?
So the fields will probably come out this afternoon, and I'll probably get into it. I'll be betting tonight, so I probably won't get into it till the morning. And I think sort of maybe the Ladbrokes guys can expect a bet from us probably Thursday late afternoon, Thursday evening. So that could be the first time we have a first bet. I should be able to scan through them and put a bit of good solid work into it by Thursday night.
Fantastic. All right, let's just quickly go through these big races. So I'm going to put the futures market for the Australian Cup up. So we know we've got the heats on Saturday night, and all the dogs that run in the Temley, they are exempt from the heats. They go straight through the semi-finals the week after. So this Australian Cup market, does any dog stand out to you there, or is it just too early to say and you want to see the Temley?
Oh, it's too early to say. I want to see the Temley, but Excavation was probably the hot dog a few months ago. Had a bit of an interrupted prep of late. Flying Zulu's flying. Got a fence draw Saturday night, so he's up to his mark. Vincent Bale was awesome in Brisbane the other night. Lakeview Emily's probably a meadow specialist, so Smooth Plains flying. Tim Zoo, probably he wants a fence. I see he's drawn wide in the Temley, so that's going to make it hard for him. But, you know, if he drew one or two in a cup heat, he'd be awfully hard to hold out. So all these dogs are going well, and they've all got their ticks in their right spots. So it'd be very interesting.
All right, let's go and talk about the Temley. So we do have the box draw for the Temley, and we bring it up there. So we know Flying Zulu's drawn really well in the red and is a dominant favourite because of that. What do you make of the race overall?
I've had a quick glance. Probably the sticking point in the race is going to be Hotel Whiskey One. He's a very hot pup on the way up. He's got a withering turn of foot, and he can hold any dog out on his night. So it'll be interesting to see if he hits the start right in a high-pressure race like this. I'm pretty sure this is his biggest task he's faced. So he's going to have to cop pressure from Lakeview Emily, Excavation, and even that Daisy's Rory. I think I marked it. I don't know. I would have marked it 1,000-1 in that, the Phoenix when it came down here from, because I just basically penned those Brisbane dogs that come down here because, you know, they haven't won one before down here really. So, and he went amazing in that race, and I followed him back up to Brisbane and watched him a few times, and he's a great chaser, great young dog, pushes hard through the corners, and you know, he's 50-60-1 in this sort of race. So it shows how good a quality a race is, and it's going to be a great race.
Cool. And just before we let you go, let's go and have a look at the Zoom Top, the distance race. Of course, Ethanol Water, who won the Gold Cup the other week or last week up in at Albion Park, one of the last Group Ones up there. Dominant favourite again. Have you had a chance to look at this field?
Once again, just had a glance, but Ethanol Water, I love her. She doesn't owe me anything personally. I was on her on the, I think it was Sandown Cup night when she flew to the front. She had a couple of little runs off, but I noticed in her form, she dropped a lot. I think she dropped some weight when she came back from the interstate trip, so she mightn't have travelled that well, and there was a couple of excuses, but the Dailies are such great grand final trainers. They're like Waller and, you know, Gay Waterhouse. They just get the job done in these big races, and they can, you know, they stand up all the time, and their dogs seem to run to their peak. So you know, she's going to be very, very hard to beat from box one. You'd think probably she'd nearly hold the front there, and you know, she's going to take some catching. She's got the runs on the board.
Brilliant. All right, mate. Well, I'm really looking forward to punting with you over this season. Appreciate your support, and let's rip in on Saturday.
Sounds good, Rich. See you then, and hopefully we can find a winner.
All right, JC, how good was that? We're in pretty good hands with him, aren't we?
Best hands in the business. Can't wait for this Saturday night. Let's take Ladbrokes for an absolute fortune.
Put them broke. Send them broke. Before we do that, we've got Thursday night, your Thursday set. Can we have it for the first time in 2025?
Yes, well, let's build a bank this Thursday night for that Saturday night absolute feast or famine, but I'm pretty sure we'll get a feast with Troy Little Hopefully. In charge. Definitely, I reckon. Albion Park, race 11, number 2, Mean Girl. Recently dropped back to Masters class in her last two starts, has placed, finds a much easier Masters race here, maps to find the front, will be extremely hard to run down from there. Let's head down to Wentworth Park now. Race 1, number 8, No Shame here, has showed a great deal of speed in both her starts, just hasn't been able to find the front. I think she maps really well here from box 8. She did like to use the track there at Gosford at her last start, had box 3, veered off the track. A runner in that race had box 7, draws 7 again, drawn underneath it here, thinks she'll stay out wide. If she finds the front here, thinks she's a lot better than her form suggests, and we should get a price. I think we might get her about third favourite, maybe around that $5 mark. And Hobart, my happy hunting ground. Race 1, number 6, Highgate Fennec. Best run came on debut over the 461 metres, run second to a very smart dog of Teddy Medhurst by the name of Alston. Has since had 3 runs at Launceston. Happy to put a pen through all those runs. Drops back to 340 metres here. At Hobart, draws wide. Both these runs were very good from wide boxes, so I think he'll be hard enough to beat in the first at Hobart. So those are the three. Let's kick off 3 from 3.
Fantastic, JC. And JC is always accountable. We will put a record of how his bets go in the description. You go and look at that each week if you wish. That's about it, mate. I think we're done for our first
We're in really good
episode.
Order. Really
I liked it. Order. I feel like I had a really good flow to it. Hope you all found it entertaining. Go and find the Mates Mode pot in the Ladbrokes app. We'll also put a link to it in the description if to make it a bit easier for you. But you'll find us in the Mates Mode community section on Ladbrokes. We're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday night. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next 4 or 5 months. I love greyhound racing. I can't wait to enjoy it with you all. Thank you, JC. Back next week. Let's get it.
Up the dance.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.